What's up, guys? It's your boy Pat coming back at you with the next episode of the Hollow Down Cigar Lounge. New time guest on the show this time is my boy Derek. So, like I've told you before, just trying to bring in different friends, different pals, different people onto the show. So you're not only looking at my ugly face every time. First things first, before you wonder what the hell we're doing, outside, it is Louisiana. It is god awful hot. You will see this sweat towel being used throughout this show, and there's nothing I can do about it unless you want to see us shined up, buttered up, glistened up like a freaking honey butter biscuit at Popeyes.
I wish I'd have brought more beer. This is a terrible idea. One each? What was I thinking?
Well, this wannabe shade here is deceiving, so... Just getting that out of the way. So you're, at some point, I'm going to have to use this towel. I can't make it visual, so might as well just throw it out there and make it awkward, because... It's 104 at the time of recording this. A couple days ago, it was 108. It's stupid. We'll talk about heat wave more in a second, but just wanted to throw that out there. So, anyway, welcome to the show, Derek. Hellhole it is.
Thanks for having me, but I've lived here my whole life, basically.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know. Y'all referenced us talking about Louisiana before, and Jesus. It's hot.
Jesus hasn't lived here since the 80s.
Devil came in and burned the place to the ground. Anyway, so what are we smoking today? It's going to be Latitude Zero Signature. See if this will focus on the camera for us real quick. Maybe, maybe not. Doesn't want to focus on anything. That's cool. Maybe. Okay, that's we're going to pretend it is. That's about as good as we're going to get.
Put a link in the description.
Well, I used to do that. I can talk about it, but I can't put a link anymore because YouTube. Can't put any links to anything tobacco or alcohol related. Ah. But I can talk about it, tell you what it is, and you are more than welcome to go find it. But I can put a picture in the video. It's about as far as they'll let me do. So, first things first. Is the cut in the light. This is a box pressed cigar. I will tell you a little bit about it in a second. So, cut wise, if you haven't smoked a box press, you can pretty much cut it however you want to. This one has a pretty good cap. You see it goes down pretty good, so you should be able to do a V cut as long as you're good. Some people punch so you don't mess it up. You can guillotine straight cut. Doesn't really matter. The only thing I would suggest is on a V-cut, which is my preference. Make sure it's got a good cap right there on a box press so you don't shred it off. It's my only opinion. So
I still don't know the difference. You could lie to me all you want. Wouldn't know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, guess what I learned since the last time we smoked?
What's that?
Absolutely nothing about cigars. I try, dude. Look, I hit up some channels on YouTube. I don't know. A lot of these guys are doing the long form thing. It's pretty cool if that's your thing. I mean, I like cigars. Right. I don't have that much to talk about. I don't want to hear somebody talk about it for that long. 3.5 hours is too long.
I can't do that. This part of the reason when we built this series, it kind of hit that like 45 minute mark was because that's about where I was comfortable listening, because that's a good song. I could sit out and smoke one while I'm watching.
Yeah.
Go beyond that and I kind of start drifting, so you know,
and I'm gonna be useless.
You're useless anyway, what's the difference? Anyway, so I've been smoking cigars for about 14 years. How long you been smoking?
Oh shit, I don't know, probably not that long, but
so
I'm less enthusiastic about it than you are.
Right. And
or less knowledgeable. I'm enthusiastic.
I'm cigar nerdy. And there's people that still out nerd me, and that's fine. He just likes to smoke them. He don't really care. Like, if it's got a good aroma and a good taste, that's it. And
if this passes the test, I'll give it a yep.
We're looking for a yep or a nope.
Don't ask me for notes.
So, still going to toast it. I have to be careful as hot as it is. That is catching fire quickly. And I'm not going to say anything until he does.
Oh, you're waiting on me.
I don't want to ruin your first impression. I'm not expecting you to pull out, you know, pistachios and sweet buttercream or anything like that, but, you know.
Well, that's funny, because that's what I'm getting. Is that... You're supposed to have the notes pulled up, damn it.
I did, and I hit back.
I was told the answers to the quiz would be given.
So, let me read what Cigars International has to say about this. This is, again, the Latitude Zero Signature. All right, so, as always, read everything from Cigars International, and they like to give you a story if they know it. I'm not going to read you the story. I'll tell you, it's a Nicaraguan origin of a cigar. The wrapper includes a Ecuadorian Sumatra. But what you can experience in this is a comprehensive blend, a variety, variety of flavors on the tongue. The inside consists of fillers that are Dominican Habano, Connecticut Broadleaf, and the Nicaraguan Habano, encased again in a Nicaraguan binder. It's got a little speckle of Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper on the outside that gives it a masterpiece of a blend. So they don't actually talk about too much as far as flavor notes, and not all cigars have intense flavor notes. Some of them are just good flavorful tobacco, you know, and it seems to be like one of those for me. Sometimes, yep. I can taste, you know, that coffee or the leathery taste or whatever. This one, it literally tastes like a pretty damn good cigar. Huh? Literally just the tobacco, and that's perfectly okay.
No complaints?
No. You know, some people swear that if it doesn't have a flavor and you can't smell or taste an aroma of espresso, that it's a crap cigar. That's not the case. I'm down with this.
All mine taste like rum.
You do like your rum and few cigars, though. And he's introduced me to a couple that are pretty dang good. That I probably wouldn't have tried before. And I love rum and bourbon. You know, I usually drink that when it's not 100 and hell degrees outside.
Mm-hmm. With the beer-flavored cigars. Come on, guys. Get on it. There's a market.
There is. Not to say, I don't know if I've heard of them. I don't actually know if I've heard of a beer-flavored cigar outside of somebody doing it on their own.
Well, hold on. A cigar-flavored beer could be a thing. Look, dude, I sold beer for the on-premise market in South Louisiana for a long time. Craft beer went crazy. I think I had one guy refer to one as a Swahili Duck Fat IPA.
Swahili Duck Fat IPA.
Not a real thing, but somebody would buy it, you know.
Label it appropriately. Swahili. So anyway, since I'm sitting here, you know, trying not to completely cover myself in a towel, talked about that heat wave, right? So right before I saw this recording, 104 degrees, a couple days goes 108, and we're not talking about heat index, we're talking about true measured temperature. Mm-hmm. The Louisiana record, I had to look this up, is 114 degrees true temp. That was August 10th of 1936 in Plain Dealing.
Right
up the road from where we are. We are in the northwest corner, and that is registered as the hottest portion of the state as well. We're not far from that, so they are predicting we may very well beat our record this year in temperature. We haven't yet, but they're thinking we might, so.
Oh boy. Got to be number one at something other than crime.
We got that
in the bag.
When we're not number one, we're right behind them. So it's a whole other show right there.
We could make a whole show out of that.
We've referenced it a lot. In the same show. Reasons I'm leaving Louisiana and why I'm still here.
We can alphabetize it too.
Could.
A would be an episode. B would be an episode. I think I'm having some problems here.
So, You may have to puff on it a little bit quicker than you want. Just because it's so dang hot, it's going to try to burn quick. And not much you can do about that one. So, you know, you want to puff low and slow, but it doesn't help it when the temperature's trying to catch it on fire for you.
Atmosphere's trying to kill me. You need to get out of here.
Anyway, so first things first. I guess it's not first things first, but first things past the long introduction about the heat and the cigar.
We're going to bitch about this the whole time.
We're going to bitch about the heat the whole time. Sorry. Apologize. It is what it is. So we've been trying to get together for a few weeks, trying to avoid having to record in this heat. I just moved. Don't have a studio space that's AC'd. Hopefully that's coming down the line, but it's been hot as hell since the move, so just had to suck it up and do it. So it is what it is. I guess that's going to be the repetitive bitch mark for the day.
Yeah.
But stuff that y'all want to hear about is the giveaway. So I've got two bits of really cool news today. The first one is the giveaway. Mentioned it two episodes back. Of course, the last episode was just me. It was an EDC episode. Everyday Cigar.
Uh-huh. I see what you did there.
Those are the ones that I do by myself. Specific topics. So the show before that, we referenced the giveaway. We hit 200 members on the Facebook group, the Hollowdown Cigar Lounge Facebook group, that if you're not in, you should be. The other one is 300 subscribers on the YouTube channel, which is where this video posts first. So if you're subscribing, you'll see this video before I put it on Facebook and before it pops up on the audio podcast as well. Basically, you'll see it first. So had to hit those milestones. But to enter the giveaway, had to be a member of both. And all you had to do to enter was send me an email telling me what your favorite cigar was. And I said, if you didn't have a favorite cigar, send me a cigar that you are curious about. Because we're going to use those and potentially talk about and review cigars later that you have mentioned. So you're giving us some feedback and some information. But the giveaway was for the Core 5 color pack from Camacho. So these are all Robustos, a 5x50 ish. Try to remember the exact ring gauge on these, but I think that's about appropriate, 50 or 52. So it includes one of each of their triple Maduro, the Ecuador Robusto, the Corojo Robusto, the Connecticut, and the Criollo. Never say that right, but so there are five different blends. I personally like all of them. Full disclosure, not sponsored by Camacho. This is being provided by the channel. This was given to me for this purpose. So if you're a member of the group, you see me smoke some of these. I'll post pictures just like the rest of y'all do in the group. But this was the giveaway. So right before the show, did what I told you I would do, is I checked to see everybody that entered, if you were members of YouTube and Facebook. Drew a name out of the hat. Wish I'd have thought ahead of time to wait and do that on the recording. I wasn't that smart. I'll do that next time. So at least it's a little bit more spur of the moment. But
more of a surprise.
More of a surprise.
We need authenticity.
Right. For real. So, but I had it in my head because the last time I said, hey, the last thing I'm going to do is draw right before I record. So that's been stuck in my head. That's what I did. So I apologize for not making it a show and doing it here. However, won't say last names, but Martin, these are yours, buddy. I will send you a message if you don't beat me to it the moment I post this, because I'll tag you in it. Because guess what? You had to be a member of the group to join the giveaway, which means I can tag you in the group because you're there. So as soon as I post this, your name will be there. So we'll link up. I'll get you shipping details and whole age verification for online purposes, for legality, and we'll rock on. So,
yes.
Yeah. Gotta be safe and legal. we're not going to have an issue. It's just got to do some checks. So anyway, this is yours. Send these to you, and hopefully you'll tell me what you think about them when you smoke them. You may have had some of them before. That's cool. Either way, let me know what you think. And thank you for being here for part of the channel. So we're going to do giveaways from time to time. We'll have you know, some stuff that I'm giving, some stuff that I fund. I may do some of our channel merch. If you haven't seen that, I'll put a link down here as well. Got merch for Hollowdown. It's kind of cool. It's nerdy. I don't care about profit, so most of the prices are going to the production crew. So,
you have a production crew?
Well, I don't have a production crew, but I kind of have a third-party production crew.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Fancy, fancy.
Mysterious.
But most of those prices go to them for the actual show. I think they're marked up, like, each item's marked up a couple bucks, mostly just to cover the transaction, the fees that I have to do on the sale part. So I just think it's cool. I think Kate or Johnny Bravo at one point mentioned doing merch and thought it was silly and like, it's a podcast. And then I did it and started getting asked about merch. And I was like, well, you know, why not? Why not? So,
what a funny anyway. Saying. Somebody will buy it.
Somebody will buy it.
What a curse word.
Everybody if you buy any of the merch, take a picture of it. Put it in the group. Let us all see it.
You put the F word on, I'll buy it.
I haven't, but I could. I can come up with something.
Do it.
Like, there's a shirt, like, Johnny's slogan is always, whether you like it or not, we'll still be here. Well, we'll still be here is on a shirt. Because he joked and told me to do it, so I did it. So, anyway. Giveaway's done. This is the first one. I said, if you're watching 5-pack, Martin, that'll be coming to you. I'll get with you on that. And periodically we'll do stuff. So I have no set schedule for giveaways or anything like that. It's when we hit a certain milestone, or it's a certain date of the year, or it's a random Tuesday I woke up. I don't know. We'll have excuses to do giveaways.
We're alive still.
We're alive. We're breathing. We're happy. Smoking cigars. It's a good day. Mm-hmm. I try to smoke a cigar every day. It doesn't happen because weather, life, and, you know, sleep deprivation sometimes will get you, but I try.
Or the wife. Not your wife, my wife.
I'm not going to tell you what she does, but your wife is a busy bee.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Love her to death, but Jesus, she is a busy woman.
Yeah.
In a very good way, but
she'll have her first weekend off this weekend. Sorry, I'm not available to do this again this weekend.
That's fine, because I'll be working this weekend, so it works out.
Cool.
She ain't going to know what to do with herself.
No. Well, we almost had a full day off last week.
Anyway.
Anywho, moving on.
Work sucks.
Shit.
Part of my next off weekend will be a half off weekend, because part of that weekend I will be out of town for training on my job. So work's always getting in the way.
Do tell. What kind? You need to shoot somebody?
No.
In case you need to shoot somebody?
So they know I'm law enforcement. But it is a
sorry.
No, it's fine. So I'm not going to tell them where I work, but I'll tell them what I do. So they know I'm law enforcement. We've talked about it. But I'm also a defensive tactics trainer and instructor for my department. And every 2.5 to 3 years, I have to go get recertified. So I'll literally go down south a little bit, spend a couple days doing defensive tactics all day, every day.
Sounds fun, though.
It's a short version because it's a refresher, but it is a lot of fun. I wish I could stay for the whole week, but I don't need the whole week. I need the refresh from my research, and so that's what I'm getting to do, but it's still going to be fun.
But don't you really need the whole week? Just an excuse to go shoot shit. I'd take a full week and then some if I was allowed.
Well, the problem is I don't pay for it, so the people paying for it only give me what I have to have.
Those are expensive.
They are, that's why.
I price one of those courses.
And I get it.
Anytime soon.
I get why. So I'm not talking shit. I completely understand why. And, you know, there was a second part that I still tried, and we just couldn't make it happen. But, yeah, it's going to be fun for a couple days. I love doing that stuff.
Aren't we supposed to go to the range soon? I've been trying to get you out to the range.
Dude, we need to go to the range.
Yeah.
I've got a I've got a 3-liter blackout that I need to zero the scope on. I bought it right before COVID. Ordered the scope right before COVID. And the next paycheck, I was buying ammo or was going to buy ammo. And then everything shut down. And by the time it came back, everything was too expensive. I said, nope.
What a scary time.
So it's set locked up. That weapon set locked up for a couple years. And I now have, a few months ago, I finally got my hands on some training rounds to go zero everything. I just haven't had the chance to go do it. But I don't want to go do it by myself. I mean, I could. Not that I don't. I can't, but it's always cool to go shoot with somebody. So.
I haven't been in a few weeks, so I might be rusty.
Yeah, it's fine.
Can't keep up with the trainer.
I got one of my pistols I need to adjust the sights on anyway. So, you know what? Kill about 14 birds with one stone.
Bullet.
Or bullet. Whatever.
What rock are you throwing?
Hey. Heavy ass rock.
Rocket.
Rocket.
Rocket will kill 14 birds.
I never said it was propelling the rock.
Here for the cheap jokes, folks. Keep laying them out there.
Who said you had to be a dad to have dad jokes?
Every time.
Foul ball. Anyway, we do need to do that.
Yeah.
For real. So, here's a segue. Something I'm going to start doing. Completely off the cuff, completely random, and even I don't even know what's going to be in this bit every show, but it's our disruption. There's going to be a lot more details on that, hopefully in the very next episode, and where that concept came from. And you're going to want to see that show, I promise you. Unless something falls through big time.
Oh, well, now you said it.
Hey, I'm a realist.
You can't do that. You can't tempt the universe.
I have faith. I have faith. You know, because of what it is and how it is, I have faith. But, you know, always got to have a way out, just in case. But no, the next episode, I'll have some pretty good details on where this disruption is really coming from, its purpose, its intent, and for me, and hopefully everybody else, the enjoyment of a few things. So you want to make sure you come back the next show for sure. But the disruption bit is going to be either some wacky news, some sudden news, some current news, a story. It may or may not be cigar related. Today it is absolutely not cigar related by any means.
Mm-hmm. No, can't even spin it.
Can't even spin it. Not even with a good joke. Nope. But anyway, it's not cigar related at all, and that's okay. It's just going to be something random that sticks out that makes sense for nothing else in the show. No other place to put it. So we're going to disrupt the show a little bit with whatever. So it is going to become a consistent bit on the show, except for my EDC shows, because those are obviously a little bit of a different mojo to those. I want to just sit here and puff on this thing, but I don't want to demolish it in like 5 minutes.
I got no problem with that.
It's hot enough to do that.
It gets a yep, for sure.
It gets a yep?
Yep.
Hell yeah. So, ironically, these are actually very well-priced cigars. Like $5 to $6 range here in the U.S. per stick.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they don't taste like that.
Yep.
So, of course, I usually get things on bundle.
My $5 ones aren't this good.
So, in fact, I had this pulled up. I'm going to make sure I'm not tripping, because I'm pretty sure that was where I was at.
It was $35.
You definitely don't. Okay, $7. I was really close. $7
that's
a stick.
Bad.
$7 a stick. And it's 5x54, not 52.
No, I used to pay $15 for a cigar because I didn't know any better. I thought you were supposed to spend at least $15.
Now,
thanks for setting me straight.
Oh no, I'm sorry, I misread. These are the Toro box press. They're 6x52, so it is 52. But yeah, so $7 a cigar. Now, I've got a drawer in there of premium cigars that cost more. Could probably do a whole show on where I think the value to price point ends. I've got a few sticks in there that are $25, $30, and I would tell you they're worth $25, $30. I've also smoked some that are $35, $40 that should go in a trash can or worth $5. Yeah. And
diminishing returns.
Right, you know?
I feel like my hair is about to fly away, so it might get time for the hat.
Some of it is personal preference and your palate. So I've been smoking about 14 years. In just the last couple of years, I finally started to pull out like the chocolates and the espressos. All before I could be like, oh, it tastes like coffee-ish. Now I can start to pull it out. I still don't really understand what Earth is. If you really want to know what we think as a show on Earth, go watch episode 5. No. 7. Because that was the New Year's episode where me and Johnny Bravo went up to Woot. You will see what we think of the Earth flavor. Please go watch that episode if you
that
haven't.
That one was funny.
It's probably one of the funniest shows. And it's also the only show so far that we struggled to say anything about the cigar because we didn't want to trash it.
That was the only one I watched.
But,
I didn't say that.
No. We should go watch the other
one. Watch them all. Huge fan.
Well, you don't have to. I guess you don't have to watch them all when I tell you about everything either.
Yeah, that's true. I get the clip notes.
But 5 was Christmas, 7 was New Year's Eve, and we haven't made it back up there yet. We want to, but go watch episode 7, New Year's. It's a menacing show. So anyway, good shit. But this is really good. So you're talking $7 a cigar, and I've got a bunch of cigars that in this range that are good. Like $4 to $8 is where I live 80% of the time. Fantastic. I mean, that helps when I smoke a lot. It helps the budget too.
Right. For now.
You know, if I had the money to smoke a Placencia every time I smoke, absolutely. But those are $25 cigars.
That's not as bad as I thought. Better.
No.
The way you were describing it.
Well, it's. There's one blend, and I get them backwards, so I'm not going to misspeak on air, but one of them is around like $29, $30. But my favorite cigar out of Placencia, period, is the Alma Fuerte. Fantastic. All of their Alma Day are good. All of their Year of series are good. They do harvest-specific blends, so like they had 146, 149, which is literally their 146th harvest. 149th harvest as a company. I just saw a peek that they're about to come out with. I want to say it's a 151. If I'm wrong, correct me. But I think it's 151. But those are specific blends that they do special. Those are great. But the Alma series is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I have yet to have a cigar beat it for my palate, for my personal opinion. Including a couple high-dollar cigars.
No.
Not saying it can't happen, but so far, it hasn't. Fantastic.
I saw another big YouTuber review that one and spoke pretty highly of it.
Absolutely.
Again, diminishing returns, though.
Right.
That was his final critique on it. Like, it's good. I don't know if it's...
That cigar, that quality, that price point is the top of where I feel that the value comes back. For everything that I've had, and there's a couple cigars that a couple guys in the group, specifically Chad, has talked about that I want to get my hands on a smoke because he said they might actually let my value point increase. But considering I haven't tried those yet, like the Atabey, I haven't tried that yet. It's one he loves, and we seem to be on par with a lot of flavors, so I'm going to try it. I just haven't got it yet because my premium drawer is pretty full at the moment. I need to smoke some things before. Like I'm getting some budget sticks in, but like I need to smoke some of my premiums before, because I limit myself to one drawer of premium cigars so I don't overspend. It's a budget controller is all it is. Everything else, my big humidor, my other drawers, that's on my budget sticks. I'll get bundles, I'll get packs, I'll get deals like Cigarbin, Cigar Page, and Smoke In, Cigars Daily, like all those sites. I will get deals and fill up everything else, but my premium specific singles that I get controlled to this drawer, so I don't under control my wallet.
That whole piece sounded like a humble flex.
I guess it could be. I mean,
come on, did you think I was going to come on your show and not fuck with you a little bit?
Absolutely not. I mean, if, now, if we're talking real numbers, if we are going to do a humble flex, what is on my hand? Cool. Is I probably have around, I can pull up the app, but I won't, because I've got, I use the Box Pressed app, so it's great if you have more than just a few cigars. It helps you keep track of everything. You can rate them for yourself, keep track of your price, when you bought it, where you bought it, so you don't let anything get too old in your storage. But I think I have around 415, 420 cigars right now.
I've got one in a Tupperware.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I'm going to smoke it this weekend. I'll have none in a Tupperware.
You get and smoke. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. I'm an ager, so, you know, now there's some cheap sticks that, like, your factory smokes and stuff like that. Like, I'll get and smoke them right away. But my premiums or, like, my midlines, I'll get a box. And I will put it back in that humidor, and I won't touch it for a few months. So I kind of have this rotation system. So they're coming in, coming out, but that way by the time I get to it, it's been the humidor, it's acclimated, it's kind of gotten used to the humidity here. It seems kind of flow a little bit better on the draw and the flavor. It kind of gets used to your local humidity, and which is a lot. Ironically, so my smaller humidor runs great on Bovita packs. My 70 liter struggles with just packs. So, like, I've got a new, I think I got the Humacare, basically a Cigar Oasis, but Humacare's version of it, to water based humidify it. But the packs have been just like sucking up. So, what I've been doing when the humidity goes down, let's open the door.
Yeah.
I mean, inside the house.
I mean, we're only sitting at like 95% every day.
Yeah, it's been legitimately been floating between 80 and 95% the last 2 months. So inside the house, with the AC doing its damn job, it's still like 65-75% inside, which your target is more like 35% interior humidity. And we can't, outside of a commercially sealed building, It's hard to accomplish right now. So
can't pull it off with this equipment.
No. So, you know, when it gets dried, I literally open the door for a few hours, let it humidify, and then, you know, I mean, it's not going to get higher than the room temperature of my house, so it's not a crucial issue. I like to keep the temp in there about 65, but 72, 73 room temperature in the house is not going to damage anything, so. Obviously, I went 10 years without a temperature-controlled humidor. It's fine. But humidity sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I age that. And there's different worlds of thought on how long you should age your cigars. Some people say 3 days. Some people say 3 months. I just put it in the back and put it on the rotation. My minimum will be 2 weeks. But after that point, I don't care. If I get froggy one day and I'm like, screw my rotation, I'm going to go grab one out of a box, put the box back, screw it. But I have these two big drawers that have the four common sizes. Gordos, Toros, Churchills, and Robustos. And I just have split there. When that particular size gets low, I'll pull out whatever box that's been aging and fill it back up and just rotate. So,
yes.
I have a lot of cigars, but it's somewhat of a system.
Yep.
That means good.
Yep, means good.
Yep, means good.
If you hear me say nope, it means I'm walking back to my car.
Right. You can say nope in about 15 minutes.
Really that far in?
Yeah.
Looking at your notes, I think we have a pretty good way to go, don't we?
Mm-mm.
No? I guess we got to burn some time.
No. Burning time on the show is not easy. Or it's not difficult. It's very easy.
That one, yep.
Yeah. So, but basically, we talked about the giveaway. We have continuously talked about the heat I am rather drenched.
Yeah.
And we're in the shade.
You want to change shirts again?
I really do. Probably as soon as I turn this off, I'm changing shirts again. I changed shirts right before we started recording because that was drenched just setting up.
Black shirts.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want to do? If I had the money, you know, Mike can set it up inside, you know. I may set up a corner of the garage, get like a swamp cooler or something like that. Problem is I can't have it run while I'm recording because of the fan. But if I can get it decent before we record, maybe better.
Mm-hmm.
Wintertime, this doesn't mean a thing. You can bundle up or put a fire on. Who cares?
Winter feels like
spring.
Like a lighter version of summer here.
I actually got excited
spring.
This last
never
winter.
Had a spring.
I don't know. I was actually excited this past year because we actually had like a week of winter.
Mm-hmm.
Got stupid cold. Felt like a week. Had one good storm. And then it went away and...
Now all we have are the memories.
Now we have the memories.
And I hope for this year.
We were already predicted to have a really wet summer and fall. Maybe that will translate into descending temperatures. We're going to hope. That's all we can do. Hope and pray, my friends, for anti-hellish weather. Good luck with that. So you still liking the cigar?
Yeah, I'm going to like it till it's done.
Hell yeah.
Usually.
I usually go all the way to the nub as long as I can.
That was not a dirty joke.
That was not
or
a dirty
was
joke.
It?
I will limit myself, but no.
Boy, thank God I only brought one beer then, huh?
Hey, it's always next time.
Just, you don't want me 12 beers in doing a podcast. It will not be the same kind of podcast you were hoping for.
No.
Demonetized.
It's not monetized now, so we're okay. Let's get it out.
It's a wash. Do it anyway.
So,
hey, maybe we'll increase your viewer count.
Hey, you never know. All jokes aside, Woot made some good jokes and
I
said we're going
to
get canceled, and subscriber count went up. So, you know, we jumped.
Interesting how that works.
Yeah, and he made jokes. He's like, well, if you know this show gets canceled, it was my fault, and it went the opposite way. So, I mean, we're still young. We're still small, but the numbers, you know, it's interesting how things
so you owe him a letter. Maybe send him a pack of cigars.
I actually have a really good cutter. I need to get him. Woot, we need to get together. I still have something to give you. So, anyway, he's had a... His business has been boosting, so which is a good problem. It's a very good problem to have. So, he put on the show, he's a general contractor, and all he does is construction. And, man, he's good at what he does, which means he's busy. It's one of those good problems of life. You know, you get good at what you do, and you have to delegate and start almost limiting what you can take sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's a good problem.
Never been there. Not yet.
I mean, I get it because I've had, you know, just doing some business on my own, small scale. I've kind of seen that if you do quality work, that can happen. But I've never had the luxury of big scale, you know, fallout. Like, you know, those cases where you almost have to raise prices just to limit your clientele. You know, that's a good problem to have, you know, but when you're good at what you do. You know.
Jesus. The bumps are coming back.
Heat bumps?
Braille.
Yeah. Derek gets hot and he don't need to read. You got Braille in your arm telling you how hot it is.
But yeah, not need Braille.
But in all seriousness though, I think the next episode will explain a little bit better where the disruption topic comes from. You're gonna want to come back and listen and watch. It's gonna be some good stuff. Promise you. So. Maybe it won't be so hot. We may only get a 1-degree break, but
are you gonna do it in September?
I have no idea.
Probably still be hot. Hit me up in February. I'll come back.
I'll definitely hit you up in February. I'm going to hit you up before that.
I mean, we can hang out before then, obviously. We are getting there.
Tell your wife when we don't hang out, man. He said February, dang it. Wait until February.
Should get her going. I'm trying to get her into cigars. She'll take a puff on mine every now and then.
I've noticed her try it.
She likes the smell. She hates that I smoke. But then again, she's kind of sparked my habit this year. I mean, I used to smoke like maybe 2 or 3 cigars a year.
Right.
She came back from a trip overseas with, I don't know, a dozen or more. She's like, here you go. I'm like, I thought you hate when I do this. I do. Well, thank you.
Oh, she also introduced me to you, so.
That's fair.
I think that was one of the premises. Oh, yeah, he smokes cigars. Like, you sure? Do I need a bad influence?
Yes, enough. You do.
I got enough of those. Or I had enough of those. You're my one in North Louisiana. My one bad influence.
Congrats, I'll take it. Bud. I'll take it. I'll take it. I will take it. I'm going to be an influence. Can't be picky on no type.
Nope.
Yeah. Now we'll. The last couple months, the episodes have been kind of spaced out, but that's between moving. We had Jesus. I think I mentioned it on the EDC show of how horrible. Like we had all these storms and power outages that trashed us. We over the course of what 5 weeks? I think we had
two. We had two. I don't know if you had two.
We had three.
Oh shit.
The third one was. Not as drastic, but it still did some damage. But between that and then just scheduling, it's been a thing. So, and I really don't want to do them by myself. I want to stick my own shows to the myself episodes to the EDC. I kind of want to stick to the trend of bringing people in and you know, trying to get Matt on. Matt wants to come and do one, but. You know, our schedules aren't quite the same, so we'll get there eventually. Might be able to get both of y'all on here at the same time. That'd be cool.
That'd be fun.
So, rotate the faces that come through, so, you know.
We can have 2 smartasses.
And 2 smartasses. Ooh. Oh, with you and Matt together. Jesus Christ. That will be a fun show, though. That'll be good. But, yeah, we'll try to... So that's why you haven't seen us lately. It's been just a scheduling issue. Been a whole lot of stuff going on. So I apologize for not being around. I'm trying to... I would like to do every 2 to 3 weeks, but, you know, life is what it is. So... Most of my smoke sessions have been right when I'm getting off at work. And I work overnight, so by the time I get off 6 a.m., I come home and smoke a cigar and crash.
You're getting off when I'm getting on.
Yeah, exactly. So, you got issues like that, too. I'm a night shifter. A couple of my friends are night shifters, but a lot of them are not. So, you know, it's just is what it is, man. But I'm glad you came on.
Yeah.
So,
thanks for having me.
It's about that time to wind it down. Told you, it goes by quick once you start talking.
Hey, you did most of the talking.
I generally do most of the talking, even when I'm not on a show.
I have quips and complaints and really bad jokes. That'll carry a little ways.
Hey, the sirens coming down the road if y'all can hear that.
The sounds of Shreveport.
Sounds of Shreveport.
Do not miss that, by the way.
It's actually not too bad over here. Most of it's just that straight stretch going through, which is great.
You live by the interstate all day, every day. Ambulances and cop cars.
Yep. Noise never stops.
No. But more it's robberies. Got tired of that too.
Yeah. It's not bad over here. Got into a good area, so. But yeah, man, thanks for coming. Show goes by quick once you start talking. Hope you come back for some more.
Well yeah.
So thank y'all for tuning in and watching. Like I said, Martin, I'll get with you on your giveaway here, bud. I'll get that to you. And we'll continuously do some different giveaways time to time. Whether they're given to me, whether I'm just sending it back out as a thank you, whatever. We'll do random things here and there. And like I said, come back for the next show. Got some pretty good news for you. Something I think that hopefully y'all think is pretty cool too. Introduce you to what's going on there. And we will come sweat it out on the next episode, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
The way it's probably going to be for the next few months. And, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm.
Like, comment, subscribe. The whole rigmarole.
Absolutely.
Gotta tell them, man.
So, if you got this, you subscribed and you got that ding, thank you. If not, share it to somebody that you might think would be interested. Share it on Facebook. If you're not a member of the group, join the group. I'll have all those links down there in the show notes. So, make sure you catch on that between the Facebook group, the YouTube channel, which obviously you might be here watching it on the YouTube channel if you're seeing this. If you're seeing it elsewhere, still have the link for everything there as well. Got the merch, got some other cool stuff. So just share it, send it to your friends. Let's grow. Most of it, to be honest, I do the episode because I just like smoking cigars. I like talking about them. Gives me a chance to do a basic review on a cigar and then just kind of hang out with a friend and chit chat and then get to hang out with you guys. But a lot of it, Facebook group, I like building the community, showing what we smoke, what we like. Just kind of a good community builder. It's kind of like a virtual lounge in a way, which is why this is called the Hollowed Out Cigar Lounge and you're watching me on your screen. It's a virtual cigar lounge. You know, that talked about before, the old cigar brotherhood, we call it friendship therapy. Freaking love it. So,
like it.
Y'all are a part of that. So, thank y'all for watching. We will be back doing another one because we will always be here. At least as long as, Lord willing, we are allowed to.
I don't know about always.
Hey.
That's a little presumptuous.
Looking for the stars. But either way, thank y'all for coming. And until next time, stay safe and hollow down.
Later. All right. And cut.
Yep.
Ooh, look at the fuzz. Christ.